Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back for another bonus episode.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this.
Right, so we're here to talk about the murder of Patricia Mack. Are you familiar, Neil?
Why do you always ask me? No. But one day you're going to ask me taking the piss and I'm going to be like, yeah, I am. I'm aware.
Well, you were actually familiar with Haddon Clark, but you didn't realise it until about three quarters of the way through.
I didn't know his name.
Mm.
I literally just knew one detail.
Yeah.
That who they thought the victim leaving the house was him in a frock and a wig.
Yeah, slacks again, Neil. Slacks.
Sorry, slacks and a wig.
Yeah, and that was like right at the end of the episode. And you're like,
yeah.
My God. Right, so you ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Picture it. Los Gatos, California.
Okay.
July, 1984.
I weren't born yet.
Police are called to an apartment about an attempted suicide. When they arrive at the home, they see a man with stab wounds to his wrists, neck, and abdomen. As paramedics tend to the man, the officers take a look around the apartment and they see a card for the Union City Police Department. Now, this piques their interest. Not only have police previously been called to this apartment, but they also know that the Union City Police were searching for a missing person who was last known to be travelling through Los Gatos.
Is it same bloke?
Who's attempted suicide?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
They go over to the man and they ask him if he knew anything about this missing person. And he tells them that she's dead. And that they can find her in the trunk of his car.
They're asking about a bloke?
No.
Oh, I thought you said a bloke.
Missing person.
Oh.
So, naturally, it's piqued their curiosity.
Mm.
So they head out to his car, a red Datsun 200SX. They first notice dried blood on the bumper. So they open the boot to find two bin bags, which contain the dismembered remains of 29-year-old Patricia Mack. There was also a styrofoam cooler on the back seat. The officer opens the cooler and sees Patricia's bright blue eyes staring back at him.
No, like, that's why you've picked this. Just for that.
What?
That's why you've picked the what? Yeah.
They didn't really specify. I assume her head was in the cooler. He specifically says eyes.
So it were eyes?
I assumed it was her head, but it's her eyes were open.
If her ear were in there, mm-hmm. they'd have said her ear were in there.
Yeah, but he had the, you know, the mental image of her eyes looking back at me. That's how I took it. Because I kept thinking, eyes? Like an entire cooler? Just put the eyes in? Do you get what I mean?
Could have been a mini cooler.
It could have been, but it wasn't.
Right.
Hmm. The man behind the gruesome murder of Patricia was Bradfield Clark. Brad was 33 years old and worked as a software specialist. He is also the older brother of Haddon Clark.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay.
Runs in the family.
Yeah. If this is the first episode you're listening to of us, we've just covered Haddon for two episodes.
Hmm.
He's a bastard.
A few days prior to the discovery of Patricia's body, Brad had invited his co-worker, Patricia, along with her husband over for dinner. In the end, her husband couldn't make it and Patricia decided to attend on her own. During the evening, Brad makes a few inappropriate comments towards Patricia, which she did not appreciate.
What, like, get him out?
God knows with Brad. His name is Brad.
Yeah. nearly as bad as Kevin.
Oh, we've also been asked to add Perry to the list by one of our listeners. Perry. Mm. It goes hand in hand, Kevin and Perry.
Kevin and Perry.
Yes.
Is that why they said it?
No.
Oh.
Mm. So, yeah, Patricia is not having any of his fuckery, and she slaps Brad. Brad then becomes enraged, and he begins a vicious attack on Patricia. She starts screaming, so he punches her in the chest repeatedly. In order to silence her, Brad strangles Patricia to death.
Fucking hell.
Oh, it gets worse.
Just because she turned him down. Turned down his charismatic ways.
This chap is a fruitcake, like.
Yeah.
He then moves Patricia to the bathtub, where he begins to dismember her body.
What do you use? Because I know we've covered one before where they tried dismembering with a fucking, what were it, a fucking kitchen knife or a butter knife or something.
Fucking guy. That was something else, that case. That was actually, you suggested that one. Letitia Fraser, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was a sad one.
Fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Devastating case. But no, you asking about the dismemberment. Well, the police had some questions too, obviously.
Mm.
Once taken to the hospital and treated for his injuries, police questioned Brad about the murder and the dismemberment. Now, dismembering a body, of course, is not the easiest of tasks, especially confined to a bathtub. So they ask him how exactly he went about dismembering her, to which Brad replies, "Haven't you ever butchered a deer before? You don't cut through the bone, you cut through joint." And he was also said to have been kind of smug about this. He was kind of laughing about it as if, how could you be so idiotic not to know this?
Yeah, how can you not know that?
I've never butchered a deer. So, I do know about dressing out, though. That terminology from Eddie Gein.
Oh, that's stringing him up, isn't it?
Stringing him up and removing the innards. But that's not what Brad did, as far as we know. So, off topic here. He goes on to tell police that, after he'd finished dismembering Patricia's body, he bags up the remains and moves them to his closet. He did this just in time for the police to drop by his apartment. Patricia's husband had reported her missing after she hadn't arrived home or made contact. He told them that the last he knew was that she was going to dinner at her co-worker's house. So police show up at Brad's apartment, knowing she had been there for dinner. They check the place out, but at this point, they're simply inquiring about someone who hadn't been seen for X amount of hours. They're not going in looking for a body.
Yeah. So then I take it he thinks, right, police are on to me.
Exactly.
I'm topping me then.
Exactly.
Right.
Regardless of what they're looking for, after the first interaction with police, he knows the jig is up.
Yeah.
And like you said, police believe this is what triggered his suicide attempt. Not out of remorse, but sheer desperation. He knew he was fucked, and most likely thought, if I appear as though I'm repentant, maybe they'll go easier on me.
Good luck with that.
During an autopsy of Patricia's remains, they noted that there was a bite mark to her chest and that her right nipple was missing. Brad, you okay?
Well, he bit it off.
Well, Brad confirmed that he had removed her breast, as he did not want them to be able to identify him through the bite mark. But they were never able to recover that part of her body, and Brad never confirmed what he had done with the breast that he had removed. It's kind of assumed that Brad had cannibalized this part of her body.
Fucking hell.
Given that Brad was fairly forthcoming with information, it made the job of obtaining a conviction quite a straightforward process. For the murder and dismemberment of Patricia, Brad was convicted of second-degree murder. He was sentenced to 15 years to life for the murder and a further 3 for mutilation, which he is currently still serving.
I'd be quicker to believe he flushed it down the toilet rather than he ate it. It's a bit of a jump.
The reason why I kind of would, like, because I agree with you, people like to kind of lean into the goriest, most gruesome side.
Yeah.
The reason why I'd be quicker to believe it is that he admitted to what he'd done, even how he dismembered her. Why wouldn't he just admit that, yeah, I flushed down the toilet, whatever. Whereas cannibalizing is kind of like a step up. He may not want to.
Okay.
That's kind of, yeah.
Right.
I can believe it.
What, do you know him?
Not personally, no.
Well, then you can't jump.
I don't associate with people called Brad, generally speaking.
Okay, yeah.
Jeffrey.
See, I can't see someone called Brad being a cannibal. I can see him more crying into the mum's skirt.
Crying into their mum's skirt?
Yeah.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Just sobby little wet wipe.
Mama's boy look.
Yeah.
I don't think of like that way. I kind of just think of like a proper like douchebag guy. Like treats you like shit and then gaslights the fuck out of you.
Can't see a Brad being a cannibal.
I can. I can see it. Bradfield, how does that work for you?
Bradfield.
Yeah, now. Now the cannibalistic tendencies are coming through, aren't they? As you can imagine, Jeffrey Clark, Haddon and Brad's younger brother, has been deeply affected by both of his siblings' crimes.
And he's keeping an eye on him.
Oh, Jeff over there.
Yeah, I'd be keeping an eye on him and all now.
I'm a bit wary of the name Jeff as well. But no, I can fully understand he has been... It's a lot of trauma to deal with.
Mm.
Your family are kind of just...
Yeah, out there.
Doing bad things.
Mm.
Well, Jeff has decided to distance himself from both of his brothers, and he no longer visits or engages with them at all.
Should never have.
What do you mean he should never have?
He should never have gone and visited him. Fuck him.
But I know what you're saying, and in an ideal world, we can just cut off.
Got his own kids.
What's that got to do with it?
You don't want to be associating with them.
No, I'm just associating with them, that riffraff. I get what you're saying, but it's easier said than done, isn't it?
No. Very easy.
Are you trying to tell me you've never had someone in your life who's done or said something bad and like you found it a bit hard to just cut them off?
Okay, there's doing something
bad. I'm not saying to this extent.
That's what I mean. There's doing something bad and then there's this.
But you had a friend who had been to prison.
I did.
You were still friends with him. No, I know you're not friends with him now. You've gone on with your lives, different directions and shit.
But when he actually went down, he was innocent.
Well, that's what he said, yes. No, I do think it is a fair point. It's, you know, it's easier said than done to just remove someone from your life.
Mm.
No?
I would. I wouldn't find it difficult.
You don't know. Okay, so what if I'm a serial killer and you find out next week?
Get fucked. Fuck off.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
If you killed a little girl, if you, is that what you're asking me? Would I still be with you and support you?
I didn't specify a little girl, but okay. If that's,
well, we covered...
That's the scenario. Yeah, Michelle Doerr case, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you're asking me? Would I stay with you and support you if you murdered...
No, I'm not asking you to do that.
An infant.
No, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm saying, do you think it'd be that easy to completely cut me out of your life?
Well, you're different to a brother. I've chose to be with you because mm-hmm. I want to be with you. A brother is there because they're just in your family.
Mm-hmm. You still think you just like never speak to me again. Done.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy enough to do. They're never getting at.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with you that like you're wrong to that. I just think it's easier said than done. Agree to disagree. It's thought that Brad may be responsible for further murders. There's been other murders committed in a similar fashion in various locations around the US, and Brad did travel as a trainer for his company. When asked about the other murders, Brad did not wish to comment.
I bet he fucking didn't.
Well, that's the murder of Patricia Mack. A little mini there for you. I tell you what, for some reason, there's not a lot of coverage of this case. It just seems to kind of get lumped in as Haddon Clark's brother.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty fucking shocking case.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, it's the so same. It's the same as Larry Murphy. And then, what was his cousin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Larry Murphy were like more well known than his cousin David.
Hmm.
But yeah, maybe this one would have been more popular if they could prove that it'd done more.
But and again, that's kind of linking back round to my issues with the Haddon case, is that, oh, well, suddenly it's interesting if they've killed more and more people. It's like, fuck, like, still a person's life. Lads, come on.
Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.